because of concerns about the safety of Lawrence Hargrave Drive, in the late 1940s, the Department of Maine Roads had commissioned Laurie Waterhouse, a leading engineering geologist, to prepare a report on what to do about the road. The storm of 1950 only increased the urgency to find a solution. Mark Hendricks comments.
The Waterhouse report was incredibly important in terms of the history of the road and in terms of our current remediation studies. There was actually a reference in the RTA library to a report by Laurie Waterhouse, and I had asked them for the copy of this report, and they'd come back and said, oh, it's been lost. And I thought, oh, damn, you know, this was going to be a very useful report. And just on the odd chance, I sent an email down to Val Brisker, who's the scientific officer in Wollongong, and he managed to come up with a photocopy of it. And it was this report detailing the engineering geology between Colcliffe and Clifton. It was just one of the most detailed engineering geology reports I've ever seen. It was absolutely brilliant. Detailed site observations and detailed mapping. The maps were beautifully hand-coloured by watercolours. This report by Laurie Waterhouse was incredibly important, and it is amazing to me that it had not been looked at in relation to Lawrence Hargrave Drive in modern times. So this report was absolute godsend, and without it we would have to, again, spend a lot of time doing detailed mapping to get to the same point. So Waterhouse has saved us a lot of time and money. It's interesting to think what happened between him handing in the report to the then DMR in 1952 and the subsequent work that's been done on the road up to present, because it almost seems like the report was buried somewhere. Waterhouse provided a host of remediation options for fixing the problem, and these included things like redirecting the road to different parts of the slope, to tunnelling, to bridging options. It included also roof protection, so having rockfall protection devices above the road.
So what were his final recommendations?
Waterhouse basically, in lieu of not having a large amount of money, Waterhouse believed that the best way to deal with public safety was actually to close the road.
But that wasn't an option, was it really?
Not for the government at the time, no.
Professor Waterhouse made the comment in his report that it should be closed. He reckoned it was a dangerous road. And we've said that all along. But the one factor that kept it going was the coal mine up there. Over those years, coal was very scarce, power supplies, etc., etc. So it was a dominant factor in keeping the road going.
During his investigations, Waterhouse witnessed an actual rockfall on a furniture truck in 1949. John Baines, who drove that truck, has vivid memories of that day.
I was asked to cart some furniture from Mr. Hawkins that had the general store in Scarborough. Fend and I went and loaded it on. We got going, we ran around the cliffs, and there was a loud bang on the side of the truck, and I come to a stop. Side and I jumped out, and here was a hole about 2 foot across in a wardrobe on the side of the truck and a hole in the tarpaulin. So I climbed up, had a look in, and there's a big rock sitting in the middle of the truck, right on top of a typewriter.
The SP bookie, he was going home one night, and it was raining like anything and that, and these rocks were on the road in the amphitheatre, so he decided he'd get out and get them out the road so he could get through a bit better. And he heard some more coming, so he jumped in the car and drove the car straight over the top of it.
It was a type of road that you could never trust in that it would remain stable because of the nature of the geological formations of the area that's quite unstable. I was always worried that a major catastrophe could happen given the right circumstances.
What was the locals' attitude towards all these rockfalls? Were they afraid to drive on that road?
Surprisingly, no. They'd grown up with it. And in those days, I don't know what they do now, we used to just pick the rocks up and dump them over the other side, you know.